Hi.
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 I'm Laura.
And I'm Mike.
Okay, you're back, Mike.
I'm back, yes.
Okay, let's talk about, we were sort of talking about school clubs, right?
Yes.
Okay, now today we're going to talk about more about everything in moderation.
Oh, okay.
It's like how to keep that, you know, when you have that schoolwork,
mm-hmm.
and then that's kind of boring, or it can be boring sometimes.
Mm.
And then you want to do the fun stuff. Remember, Adam wants to join, you know, like, well, he's actually in two clubs, right?
That's
right. The rock guitar one.
Mm-hmm, the basketball club.
Yeah, but then he has to, you know, worry about his schoolwork and his grades.
Right.
If he's not getting, you know, if he's falling behind, his mom isn't too happy about
that. Right. So everything in moderation is talking about keeping a nice balance.
Right.
Don't do too much of one thing or too much of the other.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in moderation. I often think about this when I think about eating healthy.
Oh,
you know?
right.
Because it's okay to have a hamburger or a pizza,
yeah,
you know.
I just had a hamburger for lunch.
Once every 2 weeks or once a month, that's okay.
Instant noodles. I love
instant
them.
Noodles. Don't eat too many, you know. You
no,
can
no,
just
no.
once in a while, it'll be fine. Everything in moderation.
Nice.
Not too much of anything. Keep a nice balance. Let's find out about Adam keeping things in moderation.
Okay.
Reading. Everything in moderation. After school clubs give students many benefits. These activities help young people become well-rounded individuals. In addition to promoting physical or intellectual activity, clubs help members build their social skills and self-esteem. These groups are much more relaxed than classes, so teens can interact freely and make friends. For students that have trouble getting excited about waking up and going to school, being involved in a fun club can be a major motivator. Although clubs are great for students, they can also be distracting. Students should try to keep focus on their studies more than anything else. When teens spend too much time on extracurricular activities, they might find their grades falling. If that happens, it is time to address the problem and shift priority back to school work. Focus on just one or two hobbies in order to find the right balance between school and play. As they say, if you work hard, you can play hard.
All right, after school clubs. Mm. Remember, yes, Adam was talking about his after school
yes.
clubs. His mom was the one who was talking about moderation, remember?
Right.
She said if his scores in school go down, he'd have to quit the club.
That's
so
right.
Don't spend too much time on the club. Don't forget your schoolwork. It's important, too. But as the article says, after school clubs mm-hmm. give students many benefits. That's true.
Okay,
they do.
Great. They do. Okay. So after school activities or mm-hmm. after school clubs, 或是课后的一些活动，或是刚刚啊，昨天跟今天我们都要讲到的社团啦，参加这个课后的一些小活动啊，其实呢，它还是虽然可能，如果你当然就是很多事情呢过之而不及，你如果呢去参加偶尔参加这种课后的活动，其实是有。 蛮多的 benefits 就是好处这样子意思或是优势哦。Okay, so basically a benefit is just a good or a helpful result or effect. For
yeah.
example, we could talk about the benefits of fresh air and sunshine.
Oh, they make your body healthy and happy.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Or we could talk about sometimes we could say I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it for your benefit. Just means I'm doing it to help you.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think that there are many benefits to exercising regularly and eating healthy.
That's true. You have more energy. You can
yeah.
do more. Your body will be stronger. You won't get sick. Good benefits.
Right.
Let's look at some of the benefits of clubs. It says
okay.
these activities help young people become well-rounded individuals.
Ah.
That's very true. And that's what a lot of universities and companies look for. Well-rounded
right.
people. What is it to be well-rounded? Does that mean you're kind of fat, you're kind of round? No?
No, it just means that you are actually good with people or even like you're smart. You're just like very versatile, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have good skills in lots of different areas.
That's right.
Okay.
Well-rounded 就是有这种多才多艺这样的意思。所以其实参加一些社团活动呢其实就可以帮助很多年轻人变成比较多才多艺。Yeah, that's really important,、mm-hmm. especially when you enter the workforce. Yeah, you have to be, it's like the IQ and the EQ kind of thing. You have to、mm-hmm. actually work with people, so、mm-hmm. you have to have,a lot of skills, people skills, interpersonal skills, that.
Absolutely. In addition to promoting physical or intellectual activity,、clubs help members build their social skills and self-esteem.
See, that's
very
what I'm talking
true.
About.
So, of course, the activities that you do in the club will promote physical activity, like the basketball club, the、mm-hmm. soccer club, the baseball club. You're exercising. That's your physical side, and you'll get healthy. Good.、Mm. Intellectual activity, that's the mind, okay?
Yeah, maybe so if you're like in the chess club.
In the debating club,、
right.
or the chess club, or、
yeah.
the music club, you're learning things, your mind is getting better.Those, of course, are very important, but clubs also help people build social skills.
Yeah.
You have to make friends. You have、
yes.
to work with people. Clubs、mm. are always more than one person.、Mm. And also self-esteem. When you get better at basketball、
yeah.
and you learn how to play the、mm-hmm. guitar, you'll feel more confident.、
That's、
you'll feel、
right.
proud. You'll say, I did that by my own hard work. Good for me.
I like that pat on the back. Okay. Anyway, in addition to,、mm. 后面要注意哦。我们如果要放个动词的话要加动词 ing 或者是我们可以接名词就是除了什么还有什么 OK 那他刚刚提到说有很多的 benefits 有很多好处参加社团啦像是呢你不但可以增进你的这个体能 physical 比如说像是这个 Adam 他加入的篮球社当然就可以让他这个体格更健壮更高对不对那有时候像是我们有奇异的社对不对或者是像是诶我提到的辩论社可能会增加我们的 intellectual 就是我们智力方面的这样子的一个 skills当然咯其实呢它还可以怎么样让我们增加有这个 social skills 的能力就是社交能力因为很多东西是需要 teamwork 是需要团队精神的或者是呢跟别人怎么样合作这样子都是很重要而且呢当你事情做得非常好的时候哇你当然就 very confident 你就感到非常的有信心所以可以增加自己的 self-esteem 也就是自尊心这样的意思啦
Mm-hmm. The clubs it says or the groups are much more relaxed than classes,、
mm.
so teens can interact freely and make friends. Yeah, it's true. There's often not a teacher there. It's very relaxed.
It's、yeah.
very easy, very comfortable. You don't have to worry about, the teacher getting mad because、
right.
you're talking too much or、
mm-hmm.
something. And, of course, you can interact freely and make friends. If you're sitting in math class, you can't just walk over another guy and say, hey, how's it going? You want to go see a movie later? You、
no.
can't do that, right? Because it's difficult to interact with people.
Yeah.
But in a club, it's free, it's open, you can kind of do whatever you feel like doing.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Relaxed.其实就是指比较放松的比较悠闲的这样的意思 So it's just comfortable or casual That's right, I like restaurants、that actually have a relaxed atmosphere、mm. Those are really cool Like、
yeah.
nice music, relaxed music in the background、yeah. Okay, 所以其实呢在这个 club 来讲的话当然不像一般的上课的情况可能是比较 serious 老师就说哎，不准说话那其实它比较放松的一点 OK 那另外呢它还可以让我们可以 interact 就是互动这样的意思 interact freely 就是自由自在的互动而且呢 you can also make friendsMake friends、mm-hmm. 就是交朋友 Now we can also use relax to describe a person I think Mike's a very relaxed guy、
mm, Sometimes
Okay you get nervous?
Sometimes
I don't really see you getting nervous at all
Really?
Okay there I think Mike can be nervous sometimes So he's usually very relaxed
Really? You think so?
Okay maybe
I don't
not
know.
Today
I'm not sure
Okay then、continue reading、okay. I hope that's going to make you relax
Okay yes definitely For students that have trouble getting excited about waking up and going to school、
mm.
Who gets excited about waking up and going to school?、
Uh-uh.
So most students don't. They do have trouble getting excited. I don't want to go to school.、
Uh-oh.
But being motivated in a fun club can be a major motivator. That's、
oh.
true. You could think, oh, yeah, I have to go to school and do math and、
yeah.
science and English. But at the end of the day, I get to play guitar or play basketball or hang out with my friends in a club. It's a motivator. Something that motivates you or a motivator is something that pushes you to do something, that gets you to do something. It could be money, right? Someone pays you for a job. That's the reason you go. Or it could be because you like it, because it's fun, which is even better.
Okay, 所以当然哦，对我们对学生来讲的话，哦，早上要起来上课，听起来就觉得我根本就不想要去，对不对？但是如果你想到说，哇，课后的活动，你想要去打篮球，跟朋友出去讨论有关你喜欢的，像是 rock guitar， 对不对？这可能是一个非常很棒的 motivator， 就是激发的因素或是动力这样的意思。Well, I don't like getting up early and going to work. What would be a good motivator, Mike?
Well, if you don't go, you'll lose your job.
Is that like a good motivator?
Well, it's a motivator.
Well, what about...
Because you get to spend time with me.
Oh, there you go. That's a great motivator.
And maybe. But okay. Yeah, if you have fun, that's a good motivator. If you're making money. Also, with a job, you feel responsible.
That's
if you
true.
Don't go, things can happen. Other people will have to work harder.
Oh, God.
And you'll kind of feel like you let everybody down
that's
a little
true.
Bit.
That's
right?
true. That's true.
Clubs are the same. Although clubs are great for students...They can also be distracting.
That's right.
So we've talked about a lot of the good things that clubs can do for students, but they can be distracting. Something that's distracting takes your attention away from what you are doing. And of course, in this case, we would talk about clubs taking the students' attention away from the schoolwork, from the tests, exams, the important stuff that they're doing in classes.
That's right, okay. 当我们看到 although, 我们就知道虽然怎么样但是后面不能加一个 but 哦这两个是不能再重新同样出现在一个句子哦。所以虽然社团对学生来讲是很棒的但是呢他们还是可能会怎么样很 distracting, 就是令人感到分心的哦。像是常常呢如果我们听到就是可能在念书就外面有人在看电视在听音乐就可能会说 oh, that music or the TV was distracting.Yeah, I'm trying to get some studies done, okay?
Yeah, it can be very distracting when you're studying or trying to sleep.
Right.
There's a dog barking or something. So remember, students should try to keep focus on their studies more than anything else. Clubs are important, clubs are cool, clubs are fun.But they're not as important as your schoolwork, so remember that.
但是还是要记得，虽然社团很重要，但是学生还是要应该 focus on, 专心于他们的学业胜过于一切啦。在这里呢，我们就停一下，先来看一下 more than anything else 这个片语要怎么用，因为它是我们的 shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
Me too. Those snacks were okay, but I want a double bacon cheeseburger more than anything else.
We don't have any more snacks.
More than anything else means that you don't want anything else as much as this.
I think I understand what you're saying. More than anything else means
赠予一切。
You're correct.
You know what? I wish more than anything else that I was an astronaut floating around in space.
Tim, are you alright? You're a good friend.But more than anything else, I wish you wouldn't daydream so much.
Sorry.
Okay, the article says when teens spend too much time on extracurricular activities, that's right, extracurricular activities, they might find their grades falling. If you spend too much time in the club, not enough time in the library or somewhere studying, your grades will fall. These clubs, these sports, these things that you do at school...After school, outside of your regular schoolwork, we call extracurricular, meaning outside of what you're studying.
Oh, that makes sense. 所以当这个青少年呢，花过多的时间在什么 extracurricular, 就是课外的或者是就是校外的一些活动 activities, 他们可能呢就会发现 their grades are falling,就是他们的成绩开始下滑啦。And if that happens, it is time to...address the problem and shift priority back to schoolwork. I was about to cough. Sorry about that. Okay, I didn't. Okay.
Good.
So,
to address the problem. Yeah. That's to talk about the problem, to focus on the problem. Okay, so if you do join the club and then you notice after a few weeks your grades are going down, don't ignore it. You have to focus on it. You have to address the problem.
Mm.
The opposite would be, of course, to ignore the problem. I don't care. That's not important. No, it is important, and you have to focus on that. And maybe shift priority back to schoolwork. Priority is just talking about how important different things are compared to each other, okay? So you might want to move your focus, move your attention back to schoolwork. Get those grades up. Because, of course, if the grades go down too much, your mom, your dad, or your teachers might say, that's it, no more clubs, no more after-school activities.
Right.
And that won't be fun. So focus on just one or two hobbies. That's a good point. In order to find the right balance.
Between school and play.
Yes.
Okay, 所以其实呢，如果要找到这个跟这个学业、课业跟这个玩乐的这个正确的这个 balance, 就是平衡呢，其实只要专注于一个或两个嗜好就可以了啊。Okay, and the last sentence says, as they say, if you work hard,You can play hard.
Absolutely true. So if you get all your schoolwork done and your grades are great, no one's going to stop you from going out and having fun, right?
Right, that's true.
Work hard and play.
Okay, 所以当我们说 as they say, 就是 as people say, 就是大部分不就是说吗？如果你怎么样努力工作的话，或是努力用功读书，当然就可以尽情的玩乐。因为其实很多人很喜欢挂在嘴巴有一个非常有趣的名言，就是 work hard and play hard, 就是玩跟工作都要尽情的去做这样子的意思啦。所以呢，如果只要就是不要过之而不及的话，就要 focus 比较重要的东西，然后再把闲暇的时间放在可能你的 hobbies 当中，取得这样的一个 balance, 一个平衡， you should be fine.
Absolutely, yeah. All right, we'll be back with our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, our chat question is a really good one for all of you busy people out there, and many people are busy. What is something you wish you had more time to do?
Oh, lots of things. I could actually go for hours.
Okay, give us the top three things you'd like to do.
I want to spend more time with my family.
Okay, that's a good one.
And I want to really exercise more.
Okay.
I haven't been exercising at all. And of course, get more sleep. Yeah.
All right, well, all of those things would make you a happier, healthier person.
Yay. What about you, Mike?
Let's hope. Sports would be good. I'd like to have some more time to do some interesting sports. Like, I've always wanted to learn how to do scuba diving.
Ooh.
You know, but that's not something you can just sort of, oh, I'm going to go scuba diving for half an hour. You have to have classes or, you know, go somewhere like Kending or...
That's true.
Bali,
you can't just like...
Something like that.
Or scuba diving.
And also part of that, travel more too.
Oh!
It's kind of hard to get away for...
That's something I want to do more.
Yeah, it's hard to get away on the weekends. It's hard to get away from your job.
Hmm.
You know, and going to, you know, going to Macau or Hong Kong for 4 days is fun, but it's not like going away for 2 weeks or a month and really exploring a new part of
the
world.
True.
So those things would be fun. But of course, if we didn't work...We wouldn't have the money to go traveling or to exercise or to, you know, eat better or those things. So jobs, of course, are important, as is your schoolwork. So let's focus on the important things and just hope that soon we can have more free time
to
do clubs and enjoy life. But whatever you do, have fun, work hard, be responsible, and everything will be fine.
Great.
See you later.
Bye.
Everything in moderation.After school clubs give students many benefits. These activities help young people become well-rounded individuals. In addition to promoting physical or intellectual activity, clubs help members build their social skills and self-esteem. These groups are much more relaxed than classes, so teens can interact freely and make friends.For students that have trouble getting excited about waking up and going to school, being involved in a fun club can be a major motivator. Although clubs are great for students, they can also be distracting. Students should try to keep focus on their studies more than anything else. When teens spend too much time on extracurricular activities, they might find their grades falling. If that happens, it is time to address the problem and shift priority back to school work. Focus on just one or two hobbies in order to find the right balance between school and play. As they say, if you work hard, you can play hard.
Vocabulary review. Benefit. There are many benefits to exercise, including staying in shape and feeling good. Intellectual. Our teachers often encourage us to do intellectual activities, such as playing chess. Relaxed. He felt very relaxed and calm while sitting on the sunny beach. Address. The president is often the person asked to address the people's problems. Balance. It's important to find a balance between the time we spend working and having fun.